This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanasan with Noel Lim and Shazana Mokhtar in the studio this morning. We are diving into the COVID-19 SOPs because yesterday, Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin announced some relaxation of the restrictions for fully vaccinated people effective tomorrow.
So regardless of which phase the NRP or National Recovery Plan is in, fully vaccinated people can quarantine in their own homes upon returning from overseas, and parents can cross districts and states to visit children under 18 years old, as well as for long-distance couples. They too likewise can meet each other, and prayers at all worship places are allowed. However, for those in Phase 2 and beyond, fully vaccinated people can cross districts freely, travel within the state, exercise outdoors and dine in. Well, too bad Klang Valley is still in Phase 1.
And on another note, the government has announced that the daily number of new hospital admissions will be the new threshold indicator for the National Recovery Plan. And for states to move to Phase 2 of the NRP, daily symptomatic cases that require hospitalization must be less than 2,000. However, this threshold can only be used when more than half of the adult population is fully vaccinated, which is targeted to be by 31st of August.
Can Malaysia's healthcare system afford this relaxation, and are we headed in the right direction? For more on this, we're speaking with Dr. Koo Yong Kian, Managing Editor of the Malaysian Medical Gazette. Dr. Koo, thank you so much for your time this morning. So is the country ready for a relaxation of rules for the fully vaccinated people at this juncture, even if it only applies to the states in Phase 2?
Okay, I think before we allow relaxation, I think the criteria for allowing such measures should be clearly made known. At the moment, it's a bit touch and go. We're not really sure what criteria or what parameters they're using. I think it should be at least have three main criteria. It should be based on at least a high coverage of fully vaccinated population, ideally about 50 to 60 in some areas, probably more depending on the number of cases and situation. Lowering or decreasing trend of the cases, hospitalization and deaths, and also the percentage of healthcare utilization, ICU beds, ward capacity, healthcare manpower, etc. And also to ensure certain groups of population are fully vaccinated. You see groups like the elderly, the vulnerable or marginalized are still getting vaccinated as we speak. So I think there needs to be a better protection of ensuring these groups are vaccinated first. If we allow too much relaxation too early without seeing the evidence of high coverage of vaccination, it might be a bit too risky.
So, in short, based on your answer, you think right now it's actually too risky to do this relaxation, even for the states in Phase 2?
Yes.
And so just to follow up, having said that, the list of restrictions that still remain, especially for Phase 1 states like in Klang Valley, is there any that could be further relaxed?
I think it's a little bit hard to justify looking at the situation in the Phase 1 states. If you look at Phase 1 states, the number of new cases are still very high. Healthcare utilization is still very high. We know we have overflowing ICU capacity, stretched manpower in the healthcare. So I think if we were to relax any sorts of restrictions, it will also be risky, in my opinion. We seem to be relying on the high vaccination rate when making decisions about entering the next phase into how do we contain or how do we live with the virus. But I think we really need to step back and see the whole situation, looking at our resources. I think many of us are very tired of the lockdowns, MCOs, and also the SOPs. But unfortunately, the pandemic isn't, they don't get tired. And furthermore, it's constantly changing with new variants, etc. So we really need to be quite vigilant in this sense and adapt to the situation. I'm not saying that we have to continue to be in a lockdown situation and the whole year. I'm saying that we need to do better during this lockdown period so that we can open up safely.
And okay, so questions still remain on whether it's a good idea to relax rules for the fully vaccinated or not. A question that I have, Dr. Koo, is regarding how do we actually enforce the implementation of relaxed guidelines? Do you see any challenges in this regard?
Yes, I think if we look at the relaxation now is based on your digital cert of the vaccination. As you know, there are some issues with the application, the MySejahtera. Some people are not getting the digital certs correct. And also we have to remember there's a big digital gap between the population. Some of us don't have the handphones to display such certs. then do we still be able to use our physical vaccination cards? And if yes, how do we ensure these vaccination cards are legit? You know, there, of course, there will be issues of fraud, you know, falsifications of certificates. So I think these are the key issues that we have to look at.
Now, let's talk about the vaccination targets to relax these SOPs, right? So the threshold to move to phase two is 50% vaccination rate in the adult population, but 70% of Malaysia's population are adults. Do you think this benchmark is sufficient in moving towards greater relaxation of the SOPs, or is there anything you'd add to this?
I think achieving the target of 50% vaccination rate is more of a number target. You know, it doesn't really reflect the actual protection conferred by the vaccination. At the moment, adults are the only eligible recipients of the vaccine. You know, so immunizing 50% of them doesn't mean the whole population at that state or the area is protected. You know, and you know, the population is made of different subsets. We have children, we have less than 17, those with medical allergies, immunocompromised, the vulnerable, etc. So these are the people we need to focus on to protect, and we have to look at the protection as a whole population and not just the adults. So I think 50% is probably a good start, but I think it does not reflect the real protection.
The government is adding the daily number of symptomatic hospital admission cases as another indicator once we reach at least 50% vaccination rate. Do you agree with this move?
I think the new threshold would be new symptomatic hospital admissions that would be defined as the category 3 to 5 cases. So I think the daily number will only give you a cross-section or basically a snapshot of the situation. It's useful to see how well are we coping with the ICU beds and, you know, the medical utilization. But it does not take into account that previous category 1 to 2 cases can also move into category 3 and 5 quite rapidly, and this will affect how the healthcare utilization looks. I think it is useful, but it shouldn't be the only criteria.
And Dr. Koo, some of us are talking about moving towards dealing with COVID-19 as endemic rather than as a pandemic. What factors do you think would be crucial for us to shift to that kind of mindset?
At the moment, I think one good thing is obviously our vaccination program is going on quite steadily. You know, there has been high numbers of vaccination rate over some states, and so probably we could put a bit more focus to make sure each state or every state has the equally high rate. But bear in mind, our healthcare capacity is still very stretched at the moment, from testing, contact tracing, to utilization of hospital beds, ICU beds, oxygen supply, and also, of course, our manpower. I think these are areas that we have to put a lot of thought into on how to expand and how to sustain them. So these measures will not only help in this current outbreak, but in future ones too.
Yesterday, I think we hit a record high in terms of death rates. You know, I can't help but think the process needs to be further streamlined to ensure the most serious cases are attended to more quickly. What are we missing in this process?
I think one of the things that we are looking at is probably because quite a number of patients or, you know, people, they can't present to the hospital early enough. Because hospitals are also overloaded. You know, we hear stories about ambulances having to make trips around Klang Valley just to find hospitals. So I think it's a chain, it's like a domino effect. You know, if you have an overstretched healthcare capacity, it spills onto the community as well. So people could not get to the hospital in time, or if they do, they have to wait long. So I think it's a cumulative effect.
Right. Dr. Koo, on that note, thank you so much for your time this morning. We were speaking with Dr. Koo Yeon Kin, Managing Editor of the Malaysian Medical Gazette, essentially giving us his views on the National Recovery Plan. Some of the metrics which he thinks need to be taken into consideration as the country shifts towards the next step and kind of reopening and all. Very quickly, Noel, was there anything particularly that caught your attention?
I think with this whole COVID situation right now, what really catches my attention is the number of people who are dying. Mm. I think yesterday was a record high, right? So I think I'm really interested to know, I mean, are we not using data management systems better? For example, is there a faster way to assess the seriousness and quickly prioritize patients so that the ones who really need help are quickly attended to? And those who are in a lower category can be, you know, passed on somewhere else. Yeah, so I think this requires some serious thought here.
I agree with that concern. And I think something that Dr. Koo mentioned also is just how overtaxed hospitals are, mm-hmm. that they just don't have enough resources to really pay attention to all the serious cases that are out there. So I think that's a big issue that we're dealing with. Two things that I wanted to highlight from our conversation with Dr. Koo. Number one, he was concerned about the relaxation of SOPs. He doesn't think we're ready to do that quite yet. I thought he made a really great point on the implementation part. How are we going to make sure that only those fully vaccinated can move around?
Enforcement, right?
And they're already sort of talk about people, what is that when you falsify
Forgery.
Your documents? Yeah, you know, there are concerns about that. And then another thing that I liked about his comment was the whole, how much data do we have in terms of, the case infections, what category they are? Daily case infections can't just be seen on its own. You need to kind of know what category cases are there. So it's really nuanced, actually.
Yeah, data is great, but you got to know how to process it and kind of make sense of it as well, right? And you know what, Shaz? 67% of the people who voted on our poll are also concerned. They do not agree with the relaxed guidelines for the fully vaccinated. 20% agree with it, 14% unsure. A lot of it just concerns over that this could be a slippery slope towards higher cases, how is it going to be enforced, and it escalating further. Although some have also commented that if not now, when, right? Are we going to perpetually be locking down? Because that's not good for a lot of people as well in terms of the livelihood factor. Keep it here to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.